Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia with Go the Distance. We're looking this week at loving our neighbor. And one way we can do that is showing impartiality to our neighbors. Leviticus 19, 15, and 16 says, "Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord." Now, that's pretty straightforward, isn't it? This is how we are to love our neighbor, even if he's an enemy. Exodus 23:4 says, "If you come across your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, be sure to take it back to him." See, you and I cannot be a believer in Christ and be in competition or conflict with our neighbors. Instead, we are to have concern and compassion. Every society has prejudices. Every person does. You know, blondes are all dizzy and teenagers are all rebellious. Preachers are all lazy. We make sweeping statements that prejudge others, but that hurts our community and it shows our laziness in judgment. Paul says to Timothy, "Observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality." So why is it so easy to tear others down? Well, we do that with gossip. Here are some words of wisdom from Proverbs. "A gossip tells secrets. Don't hang around with someone who talks too much." Do you know someone who's been destroyed by gossip? Listen, be careful how you're building community. Love your neighbor and be impartial. This is John Church asking you to go the distance in Christ.